Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, your mom.
And we are on season 2, episode 9 of Ted Lasso called Beard After Hours. Or After Hours, or however you should say it.
Yeah, Beard After Hours. That makes sense. Well, okay, whatever.
I didn't say it right.
It's fine. And we have our usual disclaimers, caveats, whatever, which are that we'll be cursing. We've got, you know, just all of the spoilers. And I did not change up the beverages. I'm probably going to be drinking water at this point because really Beard should be, but he's not. And we will proceed accordingly. Wait, are you still on your sweet tea?
I am. It's a large sweet tea.
Nice. So this episode, Beard After Hours, starts right at the end of the Man City match at Wembley with Beard just taking off. And he told Ted right at the end, he's like, I can't be with everybody else. I got to walk. And he's got to get it out of his system because he's clearly pissed. And I think he's mostly, and I think that is the theme of this episode, mad at himself for not having a better strategy or stepping up with the strategy he felt needed to happen with this game. And so Ted's like, okay, be careful, bye. And he just walks off and he goes to the tube station. And the opening sequence on this episode is Beard riding the tube, like this like fast.
It's a time-lapse kind of thing. And it's like a different version of the theme.
Right. It's kind of like the sad version of the theme song. And right at the end of the opening sequence, Beard is glaring at this kid in Manchester United, regalia. And there's also this, the full moon song, and there, the blue moon song comes up in this episode as well. And it is a full moon. And that I think is almost like a, Werewolves of London kind of concept. Like it's a full moon and Beard's like losing his shit. So, you know, here we go. So Beard gets to his flat. And he has on the television the pundits, and I guess it's the ones that we always have. And he's like, they're talking to him directly as opposed to doing their actual job.
And they're insulting him in his imagination and just being like, oh, Coach Beard, I hate him.
Yeah, well, and this is one of the situations where Goliath just stomps his head in like, like, you know, that Ed Norton movie is like, oh, Moonrise Kingdom? Yeah.
I love Moonrise Kingdom. But I think it's interesting because, like, all of the pundits in, I think, this episode, and maybe even the episode after this, when they're, like, covering the match, they always use David versus Goliath, and David is always
Richmond.
And Goliath is like, Goliath just stomped on Richmond. And it's just like, okay. All of the
man, fuck you. Not man, not just man, you, but man, fuck you. Jane, however, his ex-girlfriend starts texting Beard.
Well, he's at the pub at this point, I think, or maybe
it's before he leaves. She texts, and it may be just right when he gets there, but she texts Beard and says, you should meet me at a club. And she gives a picture and it looks like she's in a church. It's this neon cross. And he's kind of like, oh, whatever. And so he goes into the pub and the fans, the pub guys who are terrific in this episode,
offer
him a hug.
Well, no, it's even better than that because he goes to the, he just goes to the bar and the owner of the pub like goes up and makes small talk or whatever, starts like kind of talking to him about Jane. And apparently him and Jane broke up because he was apparently jealous or too jealous. And he said that he loved her and she never did, never told him that. And so then the like pub owner is like, well, that's rough. And it's also, that's not a surprise. And she starts like reprimanding him for like, what the fuck was that match? What is wrong with you? And then he moves to the table and then the trio comes over and Paul, which my favorite person in the trio, the happy person, was just like, we thought you needed a hug. And they're just like, no, we didn't. It's like, fine. I thought you needed a hug.
Yeah. And I had this note, and I completely like, I skipped like things, you know, in the Jane thing. But the pundits, when Beard was still at his house, are like his conscience, and they're like, what a sad single man. You know, what says more about a single man than a chessboard coffee table? It's just like they're and they constantly have this thing, like, so wherever they are, if there's a television set, it's like them talking to Beard. And so
Another thing is that Jane texts him and asks him to meet her at the club, and he's about to text back, oh, I can't do this anymore. Like, you can't keep doing this to me or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then he deletes it, and that's when the trio comes over. And I'm like, Beard, you were so close.
Yeah. But no, he doesn't. So
they have a toxic relationship.
Right. So the three pub guys all have questions for him. I was not moving fast enough to write all of them down, but some of them were pretty basic. Like, you know, and he's like, I'm not going to answer questions about the match, but they all have like questions about different things. And the last one is like, you know, so if you believe that all of this is a simulation, all of life is a simulation, how do you live with yourself? He's like, so he answers the first two questions and he's like, let me tell you, it is indeed a simulation. And he just goes on.
It's like a 5 minute or 5 hours later, and there's like beers everywhere, empty beer like pints, glasses everywhere. And then he's like, and that's why I think we live in a simulation. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude. So they're all fucked.
Right. So the pub owner's like, all right, the pub is closed. Like, closed like my legs after this date with this old guy, blah, blah, blah. And the old guy's at the pub's like, it was 2 dates.
Coffee counts.
Yeah, exactly. Coffee counts. And then Jane is texting again and you know, like, hey, come to the club kind of thing. And he's like, well, maybe we should go to the club. Beard says maybe we should all go out. And the guys go to this like super fancy club, like not the club.
And right. You have to apparently be a member there. And so he's like, okay, I'm going to go. We're going to do this whole elaborate thing. I'm going to get us in there. And so he goes up to the receptionist and there's this.
No. I've got to back up because the pub owner, because the three pub guys are like, oh, we don't have the clothes for this. And she has like a box of clothes for them to change into. And again, you know, they put on the suit since you're a really fit song. And so they've got their clothes on, they're going to go to this pub. And the name of the pub is hilarious, Bones and Honey. So they go to the Bones and Honey Club and they're going to schmooze their way in, or Beard thinks he's going to.
Beard talks to the receptionist and is like, oh, I'm not a member here. And it's just like, well, you can't come in if you aren't a member or whatever. And then they kind of go on, and then she's like, what is your name? And then Beard says, none of my business. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, that was really, really good. But then she gets her name. And so then he's like, fine, I'm going to do this, that, or the other. And then he leaves, and then he tells one of the pub trio what her name is. And the pub trio guy calls her and is like, this is the fire marshal. We are looking for this person. And she's like, yes, that's me. It's like, your apartment is on fire. And then she's like, oh my God. And she's about to leave. And it's like, well, what do we do now? And it's like, act natural. And they all like are up against a wall, and one of them just faces the wall. The other one is just kind of looking up at the sky and just like pointing or whatever. And the other one's just posed. It's so funny.
It is so funny. And so she leaves, and they get in, right? And so they go up, I guess the bar is on the top floor or something, and they go up there, and Beard makes eye contact with this woman who is in a red dress, and she kind of is, you know, flirting with Beard, at least with her eyes. Right. And the other pub guys start talking to these rich Oxford guys. Mm-hmm. And Beard starts bluffing that, oh, I was a professor at Merton College at Oxford.
It's on like an Irish almost or Scottish accent.
Well, but this is what's so great. The pub guys refer to him as, well, Professor McGonagall here.
No. They're just like, we learned a lot from Professor McGonagall. And they weren't even referring to him, but he's just like spouting out some random facts about Oxford because he's able to answer. It's like, okay, so what building are you in? It's like this one. It's like, oh, I loved the sound of the church bells at whatever o'clock in the morning. And oh yeah, that rowing team. I was there until like 2015 when our rowing team beat the other people, and they're just like, I was on that. It's like, oh my God. And so then he kind of is like walking away a little bit after they start like betting on a pool, doing a pool game. And then one of the trio comes up. He's like, how do you know so much about Oxford? It's like, I dated a professor at Oxford and I listened more than I talked.
Yeah. I mean, but it's hilarious. And then he sees the woman in red. And it's like she's beckoning him to go down this hallway. So he goes into a hallway, walks into a private room that has like lava lamps on the screen that all basically turn into Beard's conscious, these pundits again. And they start talking about, well, he would need a pep talk to kill himself.
His pants get ripped when he's trying to leave or whatever, and he gets caught by security and thrown out. Then the woman in red shows up and she's like, well, they start flirting a bit, and it's like, well, you can come to my place. And he's like, okay.
This is part of how that goes, though. Like, she's kind of like, your pants are ripped. She's like, my pants are designed that way. They're designed to make it easier to kiss my ass. And she's kind of like, well, I can fix your pants. And so they go to her flat, which again is like a top floor flat, and she's like gonna sew up his pants, but throws him in. I guess she keeps pants as trophies of guys that she's had in her apartment or something.
Well, it's from an ex-lover who apparently, quote unquote, is dead. So
right. So, but I want to make it clear, like there's been a theme here too, that Beard keeps dropping his keys. Like he dropped his keys at the pub, and he dropped his keys. Again, at her apartment, whatever, he drops his keys. She gives him these sparkly striped pants, like very disco like type pants. And they're talking about relationships. And Beard's like, well, in all of my happiest memories, I'm single. Mm-hmm. And she has him answer her phone, which is a FaceTime. And Beard answers the phone. And
it's an ex-lover.
Yeah.
And he's very jealous. And then he starts banging at the door because he's outside. And Beard freaks out and she's like, okay, just go. And
run.
And he does run. He like jumps out of the window and he runs away while the lover's trying to catch him. And then he escapes to the tube. And then he's like, oh, thank God.
Oh, no, a double-decker bus. It's a double-decker bus. He gets on a bus. Yeah. And then he gets thrown off the bus because he doesn't pay.
Yeah.
And he winds up like at a hotel and he just wants to use the phone, but the clerk at the hotel is like, no, because you will like get all of my data and like charge things to my phone. And
because
just,
he forgot his phone at the apartment.
Right. Right. I want to call a cab and the guy won't let him use his phone. And he's like, you be gone, dead ringer for Judi Dench. I mean, this is like this weird narrative in Beard's head that is like so bizarre. Mm-hmm. And then he's wandering through
his dad and Jamie's dad's friends, and they run after him and attack him. And then the guy from before, the ex-lover, comes in and beats the shit out of Jamie's dad and his friends, and the other one of the guys just runs off. And
I wanted to point out that like somewhere in there the pundits come in and they're like, well, he'd clearly rather punish himself than accept love and support from other people. Beard really just hates himself, and so they are,
you know, well, there's this ongoing thing where he like says, shut the fuck up, whatever, like one of the names, and he's just like, really, shut up. And like whenever that pundit comes up, I forget the name. I should have written it down.
I didn't write it down either. But you know, like Jamie's dad is about to like beat Beard with a pipe. Mm-hmm. And that boyfriend, the big jealous boyfriend, who's like huge and scary, mm-hmm. Grabs the pipe and beats up Jamie and his friends. And he tells Beard, "Oh, I was just trying to get your phone and wallet back to you."
Yeah.
And they have this discussion about his relationship with the girl, and she's pregnant and cheating and blah, blah, blah. By the way, she's going to keep your trousers. But those striped pants look good on you. And Bird's like, "I know."
Then he looks at his texts that Jane's been texting him a lot, and she's been saying stuff like, "I love you," or whatever, like, answer the fucking phone or whatever.
72 missed texts.
Yeah, and before he can respond to any of them, his phone dies. And he's like, "No!" And then
then the music comes on, "Alone Again, Naturally."
Yeah. And then he walks back to his apartment, and he is trying to get the key to work because his key is awkwardly, like, it takes a lot of force to get into his apartment. And his key breaks. And so now he can't get in. And it starts to rain, of course. And then he's just like, "No." And then runs in the rain and goes to the church.
No. But before that.
Sorry.
Before that, the guys from the pub drive by in a limo.
Yeah.
And they are talking about, "Oh, yeah, we really took those Oxford guys in billiards, and they you know, took their money, and they've invited us to their place for Easter, and I don't know what I'm gonna wear." I mean, they're super funny.
They pick him up before the whole apartment thing. Sorry about that.
They drove him to the apartment, and then the guys all go off scene. He's told them, you know, like, where to go and who to ask for and whatever. But he does. He breaks off the key. Right. And he runs to is running in the rain, and he sees the neon cross that Jane had texted him. And he's like, "Oh, okay." And so he like goes inside. It's a church, and he collapses in a pew, and you can see the stained glass crying. And he has this prayer that is kind of like weird.
And then the trio go to deliver the message to Renee, and it's a really random sketchy part of town or whatever. It's just a big door and stuff, and so they knock on it, and then Renee shows up, and it's a random old guy, and they give him the piece of paper, and it's like, "Coach Beard said to tell you that it's okay." And he looks at the paper, and it's like, "Okay, come with me." And so they go
walk this way.
And so they walk through these tunnels, and it's creepy and whatever. And then the tunnels lead to this Richmond Stadium. And so they get to hang out on the pitch and just have a fun time while they're drunk.
Right. And they run around and they're playing "We Are the Champions." And
which is so cute.
So Beard is in the church, and he has this prayer, and it's basically like, "Look, I feel like I'm more interesting with Jane." Mm. And the rain stops, and he hears this disco music. And so he follows the sound of the disco music down into the crypts, and it's a disco that's down there.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's this song, "Hello," whatever, that's mm-hmm. playing. Jane is there, and she gives him a hula hoop. This is like such a weird, like, psychedelic sequence. It's almost like
letting loose.
It's almost like Pippin, when you're in Pippin, like, what the hell? There's weird stuff with hula hoops. I don't know.
Psychedelic shit
with hula hoops. It's a thing. And he's, you know, dancing with the hoop, and he's kind of great at it. And the pundits are in the bar, and they're like narrating whatever like he's doing. But then he finally like dances with Jane, and it kind of makes some sense. And so it goes to the next morning, because before, as Beard was leaving Wembley Stadium, Ted's like, "It's your turn to bring coffee tomorrow, whatever, be there." And so the other coaches are all in the coach's office, and they're like, "Where's Beard? We don't know where Beard is." And Ted says this. He's like, "Beard is like the mailman. He always delivers and looks great in shorts."
And then Beard walks in, and they're like, "All right, we're going to have to watch the game," or whatever. And And Ted's like, well, I found a way to watch it and make it even better. So I have it at 10 times speed and I have funny music in the background. And
yes, so, Benny Hill music.
Yeah. And so they watch it and it's really funny. And then you see Beard just like put his hat over his face and still in the sparkly pants and just kind of like put his feet up and start sleeping. And that's the end of the episode.
It is. So what was your best part of this episode?
Definitely the trio. I think that the trio plus Beard is a really funny combo. And I think that the part at the very beginning with the first pub they go to, like the exclusive pub, was really funny. And pretending to be from Oxford and all that stuff is really good. Yeah, I think that those, and also the trio being able to go into the onto the pitch is really fun too. So, oh, and the wall part with like, oh, act natural is just the funniest part of the entire episode for me.
Yeah, I like the trio. I think the trio is definitely the best part. I would include the pundits in that, like his great chorus of pundits, I think is really kind of cute. And I would consider that a best part. What was your worst part?
Jane, I hate that it's such a toxic relationship. And I hate that he feels the need to constantly bring himself down because of Jane, and he doesn't, even when he's trying to be honest. Yes, they're both weird, but like the fact that it was so lopsided as far as like how they felt, it's really sad. And I really don't like that he feels like not loved in that relationship. It's very clear that he doesn't. And some of the just the random shit, like I'm just like, oh, why? But yeah.
I think my worst part is kind of one of those overarching, like, does this move the plot forward kind of things. I mean, I get that this is the Beard episode and we've kind of left Beard out of the narrative a good bit, and hey, he needs, you know, like some time because he is a very funny actor and all of those things. But I also kind of felt like, you know, the psychedelic weird episode was does this do anything for the plot? And I'm not sure that it does. So I kind of felt like it was kind of eh. So yeah. What grade did you give this episode?
I gave it a C+. I think that it's funny. There's certainly some funny parts, but I kind of felt like I was zoned out for most of it because it, I don't know, maybe just how it made me feel. Like, I don't know. It was a lot. And I love Beard, but I really like him when he's kind of just an offhand comment or has a funny interaction, like the interaction with Nate or whatever, and then he disappears like Batman, or him just like doing some random stuff. And I think that he's a really funny character, but I like him better as a side character than the main person in the episode. I think that, and I definitely did not move the plot along at all. Like, again, I love Beard and the pub trio is a lot of fun, but did it do anything? No. So it was fun-ish, but yeah, I give it a C+. What about you?
Yeah, I can agree with C+. I just am not, it was not my favorite episode of this season.
I think it might be my least favorite episode of the season.
So it could possibly be mine too. It's memorable, certainly, but it's not like, oh, this is not memorable great, it's just memorable like weird. That was weird.
I think that was perfect, but still.
Right. And it's not like I don't get it, it's just like, it's not my thing.
It didn't really work for me, but
right.
The timing was interesting. It was an interesting choice as far as timing in the season is concerned, but.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, I'm with you on all of that. And you know, I do think that things pick up in the next episode as far as plot points and things like that. And I'm looking forward to talking about this next episode too. And so we will be back very, very soon to talk about season 2, episode 10 of Ted Lasso. And we hope that you join us. And
cheers.